Today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. On Sunday mornings, you can experience the transformational power of God's Word as Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church serves God and the community. Become one with God and God's Word at Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, located at 736 Ducote Lane in Cottonport, Louisiana, under the leadership of Reverend Chris Augustine Sr. Jerusalem Missionary Baptist Church, where services are held every Sunday morning.
Hunger exists in Central Louisiana. It has many faces, but knows no age, no race, no gender, no season. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is working to end hunger. We distribute food to more than 22,000 people every month, but many more often do not know where their next meal will come from. We need your help. Call the Food Bank or visit fbsinlaw.org. Please support the Food Bank in its efforts to alleviate hunger in Central Louisiana.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs. Caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action Program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359. Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Y'all, it's Friday. It's 7:39 a.m. Central Standard, 8:39 Eastern. And if you're traveling in on this Friday morning, the last day of school for kids, yes, they're going to be out of school for the week for Thanksgiving holidays. But this morning, we got to remind you about school buses. school kids, school zones, and pedestrians. And before you get started, buckle up. Now, as we were traveling in this morning, I said it yesterday, I'm saying it again today, it is foggy. So you know our kids are gleeful. I know ours was. Sometimes in the morning, it's the hardest time to connect with your kids when you're headed to school. But this morning, they are absolutely gleeful about this being the last day. So in their glee, that means they're playing, they're having fun. Please be mindful. As you're traveling in, it is dense fog. Kids are standing at bus stops. People are walking. School zones are in effect until 9 a.m. Just lots going on. I think everybody is feeling the energy, the excitement of the holidays. So please remember, on time is late and early is on time, David Christmas. So you want to make sure that you've given yourself enough time to be early. Y'all, you already know it's Real Women, Real Talk Friday. We're excited about our ladies. And you know, I want to say for those of you who may be listening to Real Women, Real Talk for the very first time, the absolute only criteria for Real Women, Real Talk is that you bring your real self, your real opinions, and that's it. That is absolutely it. You can go to our website at www.onpointcxmas.com and you can connect with us there. Or you can connect with us at our offices at 3717 Government Street, Suite Number 2, Alexandria, Louisiana. Zip it up with 71302. And if none of that works for you, simply phone us 318-445-5658. You know what? This is the day that we relish because it is a time that we come together and fellowship and we just talk about things that are happening in our communities, with ourselves, and around the world. And that's what Real Women, Real Talk really is. It's an opportunity for us to just express ourselves. It's 7:42. We're going to get a break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you who's at the round table this Friday morning, November 22nd. Stay on point, everybody. The official OPT Network. Let me get a break, but we're back with more after this. Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome back to the OPT Network. Now, I know you're still getting there this morning. It's 7:47. Today is November 22nd. And if you're on Eastern time, it's 8:47. Let me just say that this segment is sponsored by Magnolia State Mortgage. Listen, I say it every morning, and we're going to bring the ladies on to share with you what they're doing and how they're helping so many people. And it is really on our heart, especially during this time of the year, where I believe things are changing, things are evolving, where people no longer want to rent. They want to be in their own home with their families, and they want to have a sense of the American dream and ownership. But many of us are afraid that we won't qualify. But let me tell you something. The ladies at Magnolia State Mortgage make it easy, and they help to walk you through the process. They are where dreams are coming true. And here's the number to phone. You can phone Marcy or Linda or any of the ladies at 318-561-8020. Also, First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for over 60 years. And you know, when I talk about First Federal Bank, they are so near and dear to our hearts because they have been, along with all of our sponsors, the reason why we're able to send these great positive messages and do what we do every single day. So big kudos to First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Also Hickson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. And don't forget, Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging, Foster Grandparent Program. If you're a senior and you're 55 years old or older and you want to make a difference, you want to stop talking about what's wrong with the youth, and you want to stop looking at kids saying they need to pull their pants up or they need to be more respectful, get involved and volunteer. And while you do that, you can also get paid for your meals, your gas, and get a stipend. And it's so easy. All you've got to do is phone Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 318-484-2260. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Stay and play in Avoyelles Parish, McDonald's of Alexandria. Always working hard to be the change that they want to see. And you know what? We stop at a McDonald's pretty much every single morning for our son's breakfast. They've got great breakfast choices. They've got great lunch choices and dinner choices. So you do have choices if you want to eat healthier. Now, as we talk about this morning's conversation, Real Women, Real Talk. Let me tell you who we're joined by this morning. We are joined, of course, by our regular contributors, Miss Lisa Campo.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I called her Charlotte, but it's Scarlett. Scarlett O'Hare. And Miss Lamia I called her a pit bull at one point, but she is, you know, they say a leopard can't change its, what, spots? But I believe that that is absolutely not true.
I concur.
Yes. The filter is filtering, and things are changing, and I see the change, and we welcome Lamia Solomon as well as Miss Teresa Bowie as she walks in on, how do we call it, Hollywood Late?
Yes.
Yes.
Hollywood Late.
Hollywood Late.
She's on time in her mind.
Now, that's not fair.
She's on time in her
I'm
mind.
Not going to talk about Risa. In her absence, DC said Risa had to take kids
too. Oh,
school.
Okay. That's legitimate.
All right. So before we talk about what we're talking about, I said to the ladies this morning that you guys seem to have a glow and a lightness and a beauty. Not that you all haven't been beautiful, because you are, but I see a lifting. I see a change in both of you. And Lisa, I asked you what that was about, and you said what?
God.
Mm-hmm.
I have always been a God-fearing Christian woman, raised Catholic, but there are things in my life, and everyone who knows me well knows I am a complete control freak, and I let God be in my life.
You let him.
It was old Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm entering I've entered a zone, I'm in a journey that God is not in my life, he is my life.
Whoa.
And so that is a huge difference. And I, you know, so many people are asking, have you had Botox? Have you done,
you look fabulous.
Plastic surgery? You know, I am waking up now, and I wanted to tell you this earlier. My first thought yesterday morning when I woke up, I said, oh my gosh, I feel so blessed. And how many of us wake up and we are just exhausted and we are drained and we're like, oh God, another day, versus, oh God, thank you for this day. And I know this may be, some people may be, you know, rolling their eyes, and that's okay. However, it's definitely where I am in the journey, and I feel very blessed to be there.
Uh-huh.
And we're being invaded by little people. I
love
it.
And Risa just walked in. Are your kids out of school today, Risa? This is Mommy and Me Day. Well, so Risa just walked into the house, and she's got a little Risa that looks just like her, and then she's got a little James that looks just like James. Risa, good morning and welcome. Hit Risa's mic. And Risa, good morning, Risa.
Good morning.
And Risa, you look light and radiant as well. What is going on? What is happening in the atmosphere, in the universe?
It's Mommy and Me Day. And what that is when they're doing really, really good, Trey, who's the third, so we call him Trey,
mm-hmm.
He's a Vianna Rose student. He just made the Cherokee basketball team.
Woohoo! Go Trey! Go Trey!
He's doing really good. And Jalen, Miss Jalen, the diva, she's in kindergarten.
Hey, you know what I call them? I call them DTs, divas in training.
Yes, yes. So sometimes, like maybe every few months, I'll surprise them and say, hey, you're going to stay home and just hang out with me today.
I love it.
So that's what we're doing.
Risa, you look absolutely beautiful. You guys are so beautiful this morning.
Thank you. I see you, girl.
And so Lamia's, they're looking at each other. Lamia came in all pumped up. She made a declaration, what, Lisa Campo, about maybe 2 weeks ago,
yeah,
that she decided that she was having some weight issues. And
I was fat.
She called herself fat.
I'm
she did.
Filtering.
She called herself
I'm
fat.
I'm filtering. But what I love about it is that you made that declaration. You saw yourself somehow, and you didn't just talk about it. You started being about it, and you said what this morning when you came in your workout clothes?
That I'm going to the gym. I'm going to the gym. Whatever the courtyard got to offer, I'm right there.
What?
Whatever class they got, whatever. Let me tell you, me and I'm taking my daughter with me. So
awesome.
I'm not just
wow.
the only one. She got to come with me
mm-hmm.
because we have walked in. It's so funny. We walked into a class, and I thought, Zumba, I'm going to get into Zumba.
Mm-hmm.
Girl, caught myself in circuit training.
Uh-oh.
About died
uh-huh.
in circuit training. But
uh-huh.
you know what? It's okay, because I needed to lose. Whatever I lost that day, I needed to lose that.
So let me ask you this. A lot of people talk about it but really aren't about it. When did you make that decision after you looked at yourself and you realized, obviously, that the cleaners hadn't shrunk your clothes?
Yeah.
But that you had obviously gained some weight. When did you decide, okay, this is unacceptable?
I told you, when that Spanx was tight.
Okay.
The Spanx was tight. I was getting choked up in the Spanx, and I said, you know what?
something is not working.
Uh-huh.
You know, when I can't fit in the Spanx and that's what it's for, to hold it all together.
Let me put a fashion alert out there right now as well. Leggings are very popular, hence the outfit today. Anyway, girls, be weary of these leggings.
But everybody cannot wear leggings.
And should,
I'm one of them.
Me too. I'm
However,
not wearing no leggings.
Let me say this. You be enjoying yourself these next several winter weeks through with these leggings. Be very careful come March because these leggings give you a lot of grace.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to go slide yourself back in a pair of jeans and you're going to be like, oh, dear, what have I done? So just kind of be, I'm just saying,
I'm just
putting that on the table.
You don't even have to worry about me wearing leggings because when I did try to put leggings on, there was so much roughage.
Oh, God.
Coming through them leggings, but I realized.
Good, but it's good to know that about
yourself. Yeah, I can look at myself and tell that it wasn't right.
Have you seen the ladies that make bad choices and go out in public with nude leggings
no,
on?
No, I haven't seen
it. It is an atrocious sight. They love to frequent Walmart, actually, from time to time.
Yes.
Anyway, but.
Let me have said her bank's in Walmart.
That's right.
Wood Forest.
Wood Forest National Bank. You got to come to Walmart.
So you've seen them. You've seen the bad choices.
I see them. And you know what I do? I politely say, you know what? You are so much better than that.
No, you go home and say, I am never going to
wear
that.
But you know what? As women, I don't know that we can accept those kind of, you know.
Critiques.
Right.
Constructive criticism.
Well, I do it in a nice way. Like, girl, you wore leggings today. I can't get into that. Me, I can't get into that. And I talk about myself first, and then I politely say, oh, yeah, I pulled them together.
But you know what? This is what I noticed about ourselves. And when I was a big girl, this is what I noticed, is that I could never see myself like I really was. I was a size, D.C., he chuckled over there.
I know, he did. You know, that deserves a slap, a pop in the back of the head.
I know, that took me.
It's nothing but women in here, D.C., don't chuckle.
That took me down way deep.
Yeah, don't chuckle, don't chuckle.
And so I was an 18 squeezing in a 16, yes. Look at Reese's eyes. Yes, I was an 18 squeezing in a 16, and I always said to D.C., he said he's going to have to bring the pictures. You might get cut. and I said to him, I would always say to him, you know, do I look big in this? Or I would find somebody who I thought I might be the same size as. I really could not. And that's why I'm really giving you kudos, Lamia, because you were able to see yourself. And I know a lot of people, because when I was big, I knew I was big, hence the size that I was in. I would not wear a size 18. I squoze into a 16, but the thing of it is I really couldn't see how big I was.
And you know what? It's funny that you say that, because a lot of people see and they'll say, well, you got a nice shape, though.
And that's what they said to me.
But you know what? It's not about having a nice shape. It's about when I take these clothes off, do I feel good about me?
Mm-hmm.
Not nobody else feeling good about me,
right.
But me. Y'all, I got to just cut our conversation. Today is Michael Kenneth Williams' birthday. And y'all
Chalky
know.
Chalky White.
Chalky White. And y'all know that is my boy. You know that is my boy. And I love him to death as my BFF.
Lisa Campos said, who is that? You don't watch HBO, the Boardwalk Empire.
Boardwalk Empire.
And I didn't either. But
Snitch. He played in Snitch. Plays in Snitch.
He was at the event for
the gala. This is my day for the gala, and I love him to death. So let me give him a huge birthday shout out, because he is a really good friend of mine, and I love him.
I can't afford HBO.
Well, I understand.
So I'm one of the sad girls.
That's okay.
That's okay. Do like us. Run cable from your.
We're gonna put the filter. All right. Okay, so switching gears. This is what our issue is this morning. And I believe that this was a hot topic, and when we read it, it really hurt my heart. And so I want you guys to listen really carefully, and I want the people in our audience to listen carefully and to see how you all weigh in on it. A lady by the name of Dana Morales, she's a waitress and she was a Marine, and she was denied a tip because of her gay lifestyle. All right, so she's a waitress in New Jersey who previously served in the Marines and received an offensive note from a family who denied her a tip because of her gay lifestyle. Now, she's speaking out against those people because she feels like she defended all of our freedoms. Now, we just, mind you, we just celebrated Veterans Day, right? And so then she goes to the table at the bistro where she's working, and she greets the family, and she introduces herself. Well, the mother proceeds to say, allegedly, because we weren't there, that she was shocked when Dana said her name was Dana. She said, I thought that you were going to say that your name was Dan. First insult. All right. She said, you surprised us, allegedly. This is what she says. And then at the end of the meal, Dana was left with no tip on a $93.55 bill. Instead, she found a note on the receipt reading, and I quote, I'm sorry, but I cannot tip because I don't agree with the lifestyle and how you live your life. Morales expressed her disgust over the incident in an email on Have a Gay Day. She's also been on CNN. She's been, Have a Gay Day is a gay publication that is where gay people go in and blog and talk about things. And she says, this is what Dana says. She says, I'm thoroughly offended, mad, pissed off, and hurt that this is what her kids will grow up learning. And that I served in the Marines to keep ignorant people, this is Dana talking, to keep ignorant people like them free. All right, so then she posted it in several publications, you know, Gay Day and Have a Gay Day, actually, and some other things. She posted this because she felt that it was homophobic. And then she was on CNN. She was on lots of national media outlets. And then it went on Facebook. And because she didn't get a tip, people from around the world started a fund, and they set up money. They set up this fund, and the fund has received already $2,000. Now get this, no tip, but she's received almost $2,000, and she says that part of the money that she's received is gonna go to helping disabled veterans. She says it's not about the money. The Wounded Warrior Project is actually where the money, part of the money is going to go. And she said, it's not about the money. It is about how Americans view each other. And so this morning, I know, Lamia, that you were in the military. And I want to start with you. Okay. I'm getting a wrap. I got to get a break. But I really want you guys to meditate on this. And I want us to think about what it's saying about us as believers. I want us to meditate on what we're saying about ourselves and how we treat others, no matter what their orientation is. Y'all, this is really, really, I believe, an important conversation that you all want to stay on point for. It's 3 minutes after the top of the hour, 8 o'clock, 9:03 Eastern. We're going to take a break, but we'll be back to marinate on this after this break. The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
From the start at the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
The credit union with a heart.
The Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Why choose Chris's Cabrini?
Our nurses.
Physicians.
Associates.
Everyone works together
to put the patient first.
We're one of the country's top hospitals for stroke care.
Our level 3 NICU has earned the highest designation for newborn care.
We're always striving for the best outcomes.
The clinical trials we offer today will set tomorrow's standard.
We're honored.
Honored. Honored. To extend the healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
So many reasons.
To choose Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. In HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Everybody, good morning and welcome back to Real Women Real Talk. This is the OPT Network, and this segment is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program, Get Wired Satellites, State Farm Agent Rosa Fields, Amerigroup Real Solutions, providing real solutions for you and your family. Also, Rayhide Paint and Body Works, Expert Collision Repair, and McDonald's of Pineville. Now, let me just add this caveat. All of the opinions given here today on Point Talk are those of the Real Women, Real Talk, and not that of On Point Talk or KAYT 88.1. With that said, we're talking about the issue that you may or may not have seen about a lady by the name of Dana Morales, who is now a waitress. She is a former Marine, and she was really, I believe, she had a tough time with a family that she waited on, and she was disparaged by them by the words that she stated that they said, alleging that they said that they would not give her a tip simply because they did not agree with her gay lifestyle. And as a former veteran, I wanted to turn to you first, Lamia, to see how you weighed in.
That's definitely ignorance. The person that made that comment just obviously was completely ignorant to the fact, allegedly, if that's the comment she made. When it comes to military personnel, when it comes to gays or not, we are not to judge. We shouldn't judge. As a Christian, as a person, your neighbor is your neighbor. Whatever they may be, mm-hmm. then that's them. You know, I believe with what Reese said, we have to walk the walk with them,
mm-hmm.
and help them transition if we feel that there's something that you should correct somebody on.
Now, so let me ask you this. Okay, from all of the accounts, it seems like the service was really good. It seems like they were very happy with the way that Dana took care of them and their family. Do you think they were justified in leaving her a note saying, because of your lifestyle, we cannot tip you?
Absolutely not, because I'm sure she didn't go to the table and say I was gay. I mean, I'm sure she didn't. They don't know what her lifestyle is. They didn't know what her challenges, what she's been through. And so, therefore, they're not justified. Nobody is justified to leave a note like that, period.
Uh-huh.
So, no. I mean, and a lot of people that don't understand the military, as I was saying during the break,
mm-hmm.
when you're in the military, the person that is on side of you is protecting you and you're protecting that other person. You have a family in the military all together. But when you get out of the military, guess what? Nobody has your back. You are on your own. So you have this transition that you go through. And whether you're a female in the military, whether you're gay, whatever the case may be, and it's harder, like Reese said, on men
mm-hmm.
that are gay.
And so, Risa, let me turn to you, because as a Christian, as a minister of the Word of God, I ask during the break, do Christians do themselves a disservice when we hear accounts like this?
Yes, we do. And I'm going to just go out and say it. I feel like as Christians, you know, once we accept our salvation and once we become saved and we turn over a new leaf, not only do we forget who we once were, but we now begin to look at everyone else as if they're wrong. Because now we have this newfound faith that now I'm walking in an upstanding way and I'm walking in the perfect light of God, and I have to point out everyone else's flaws and downfalls mm-hmm. that are not. And what that does, it just deters people from coming to church. It deters people from accepting God because they feel like they can never fit this perfect, they can't fit the bill.
Mm-hmm.
They can't fit into this perfect lifestyle that we're creating. And that's so far from the truth. We're all walking in the same walk. We have the same obstacles. Some may be different from others, but for me personally, I just feel like it's important to walk with the agape love that God has given us.
And this is what Dana said, and let me cut you off right there, and I want you to respond to this. She said the thing that really made her the saddest is that within this family, these kids, their kids are seeing that this is the way that you treat people that are different from you. And I wonder where this young woman, and I really don't have to wonder from her writing. She says she's pissed off, she's angry, where she stands with people who say that they're believers, that say that they love God, and that they say that they love each other, but yet they had absolutely no love for her. And did they think that that was love?
Probably. You know, I don't know. I don't know what they thought, but for me, I feel that, and I teach my children, they're here with us in the studio this morning, so they're hearing the conversation. They don't judge. And our family is so diverse, too. We have people of mixed races in our family.
Mm-hmm.
We have handicaps in our family. We have gays and lesbians in our family. My daughter's godmother is a lesbian.
Mm-hmm.
So my children know that they just don't, they're not growing up with the eyes to judge or the heart to judge. I'm truly raising them to have an agape, unconditional love for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
As Christians, that's a responsibility. We have to be accountable for walking a love walk, because really that's what it is. And I think you mentioned on the break, what if she would have just left a note and said, God loves you?
Mm-hmm.
I do that all the time.
And a tip.
I do that all the time. I try to make it a point when I see someone who may be struggling mm-hmm. with something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It could be somebody homeless under the bridge. I will stop just mm-hmm. to give that message that God loves you.
Absolutely. And I said this during the break. I said, you know, when you're in a service industry and you serve a family, and you serve them well, regardless to who you are, what color you are, what your sexual orientation is. And at the end of that service, to me, I think that if you have a problem with it, why not stop and say, you know, can someone else serve us? Don't allow this person to serve you the whole course of the dinner, and then at the end of the dinner you say to them in a note, yeah, you served us, you did great, but because of your lifestyle, we're not going to leave you a tip. What how do you weigh in on that, Lisa?
Well, and I know it's kind of just, it's almost repetitious, because, you know, we all, I think, feel the same way. My question is, who asked you to judge me?
Mm-hmm.
At what point did you confuse your role in this world? At some point in your mind, Jesus Christ said, you know what, I want you to go out and find Lisa Campo, and I want you to judge her for me.
Right.
How much do you think of yourself to walk in this world and judge other people?
And so did we all sort of take it personally?
I did. Because although I am not a lesbian, there are things in my life that other people don't agree with, and they stand in judgment of me. And I look to them and I say, who asked you to judge me?
Mm-hmm.
And when I come to you with a problem, I said this to my girlfriend yesterday, when you come to me with your problem and you want to vent, you're asking me my opinion. You're venting, you're putting your problem. Now, if someone had come to me and
said, is she, or is she just asking you to listen?
Well but and there's a fine line. And mm-hmm. so I did say in our conversation, let's be really clear about this. Or do you want me just to hear your troubles, or are you asking my opinion? Because I'm a very opinionated person.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. But it is very important, if you are opinionated, to have that filter.
Absolutely.
And say, are you at my table because you just need a kind heart to hear your struggle?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you opening this can of worms and want me to chew on it with you? There's a big difference. And so another thing I thought about is, you know, I was good enough to serve you.
Right.
Serve you your food, serve you your military, protect you and the children that you're raising very ignorantly into this world. I was good enough to do that. You know, I think one of the things I thought about is, I could understand if people brought it upon themselves to voice their opinion. If Craig and I went to a party and we were very PDA, public display of affection. I'm all over him. He's all over me. We're acting like a couple of hookers. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean that to offend anyone. I'm just saying, I'm putting it out there. If I was out in public doing something that really kind of gave you the right, I'm conducting myself in front of your friends, your family, or your children in an inappropriate physical way with my significant other, I kind of open that line for you to judge me.
Right.
Same thing with gays and lesbians. If you are conducting yourself in such a manner that you're kind of bringing it on yourself for judgment, it's the same if it was with a regular
anybody.
Couple.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to happen no matter what your choice is in life. But just to judge someone and they're going about their merry way, living their lifestyle respectfully, no matter what their choices are, for you to put that out there against them, that judgment, who are you? You have committed a sin just as big as the sin you think that they are committing.
Okay. So let me put this out there, because I feel that there are people out there that are saying, what about what God's word says? I'm not going to condone it. I don't care what you say.
So
everybody's raising
okay,
their hands.
So this is my thing, and that's one of the things, it brings up something way deep down.
Uh-oh.
When I hear, but what about what God's word says? If you're going to read one scripture, you better read all of them. If you're going to read one part of the scripture, you better read what comes before and after that. So the Bible was never written to condemn. It's instruction for life.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, and it wasn't written for me to read and tell Lamia, okay, because of this is what I read, this is what I can now tell you, you can and can't do. It's for you to abide by.
But let me just say this. There are some people that feel, especially Christians, that feel very, very strongly about homosexuality and say, I don't care what you say. It's not going to be accepted. It's not going to be accepted in my church. It's not going to be accepted in any way, form, or fashion. And then there are people that are saying right now, I believe that this couple did the right thing. What about those people?
Then what about if you feel that strongly about homosexuality, then you need to feel that strongly about fornication. You need to feel that strongly.
Murder.
You need to feel that strongly about judging. You need to feel that strongly about lustful thinking.
Yes.
You need to feel that strongly about every sin that's
right.
written
that's right.
And not just one. And the thing that I have with homosexuality is we all fall short, and we all have strongholds and issues that we deal with. The difference is I can hide mine. You'll never know what I'm dealing with. You'll never know what I'm thinking. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But homosexuals, when they walk out, they're judged daily because of their appearance, because of their lifestyle.
And I wanted to say that you could see mm-hmm. that Dana was obviously right. a butch. She was, you know, butch looking, and they saw that. And they felt that.
Well, and let me say, the true test of Christianity, in my opinion, uh-huh. is when you do have other people, walks of life. We've got race, we've got religion, mm-hmm. we've got cultural differences. Your true test of Christianity is not to judge others.
You should okay. be able to tell that I'm a Christian before I tell you, mm-hmm. just by the way that I live my life and the way that I treat others. And that's just what I believe in, how I live my life.
Okay, hang on, guys. Let me bring Sherry L. Brown Jackson into this conversation. Sherry, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much for this conversation. I've done all I can not to call.
You had a burning desire? Did you have a burning desire?
I just need to talk about it.
Okay, go ahead.
One thing that confuses me about church folk and talking about what the Bible says, there are people who are literally, if we're going to talk about what the Bible says, all it was the Bible and what people believe that the Bible said that kept people in slavery for 400 years. Because people read the Bible and said, the Bible said that it's okay. And so therefore, we kept people in slavery. It is what people say the Bible says, that women ought to be silent in the church. So if we are going to believe the Bible for one thing, then we've got to believe it for all things. So therefore, all of the people that believe the Bible as a literalist, we all need to go back to slavery.
Mm.
Okay?
Okay.
So therefore, as believers, as your panel has so eloquently stated, is that we are not to take the Bible and beat people over the head of what we believe that it says.
Okay.
What about loving one another? What about bearing one another's burden? And if believers are going to talk about people who live homosexual, lesbian lifestyles and talking about that is not right and they feel free to discriminate, I can't take any glory in that, because it's the same church, it's the same people that discriminate against women in the church.
Mm. Wow.
So let's really be clear about taking our narrow views and beat people over the head with.
Well, but then, Sherry, there's going to be those people that are going to say, I don't care what you say.
I don't want you to change your belief. I'm not asking you to change your belief, because I've got some strong opinions. But at the same time, Carlette, at the same time, we are not nowhere in Scripture does it tell you to take your belief system and beat somebody up for it.
Mm-hmm. So are you saying that instead of asking people to change their beliefs, that we would just ask people to have a humility for others, especially those who have served our country, but just for people in general? And then I would add this. What are believers saying? Now, the phone has been blowing up with text messages. A lot of people are saying, this is near and dear to my heart, because more and more families, believe it or not, black, white, Hispanic, Latino, across the board, are having people in their own families that are coming out saying that their kids have turned to an alternative lifestyle. So I'm saying, as a minister, Sherry, and somebody that is studying the Word of God, as believers, how do we love all people?
Well, first of all, if you love God and if you have the love of God in you, what else is there to do? You got to, because that is the very foundation of what we have been called to do. And let me just tell you, Paulette, we all get religion when it hits our family.
Mm-hmm.
But those who have strong opinions, when it hits your family, for the person who says, the pastor who says, no woman will ever preach in my pulpit, you wait till their daughter comes forth.
Mm-hmm.
For the person who says that lesbians and homosexuals are going to hell, you wait till it hits their family. I guarantee you they'll have a new song in their heart.
Hmm.
You know, I just had this conversation with a family member of mine, and without a lot of details, because it doesn't really matter, I was shamed for having, you know, associations with a friend, and I was in a bad influence on my children for allowing these people to be in our lives.
Talking about
a person of an alternative lifestyle.
Okay.
And I told the family member, I tell you what, you got 12 grandkids. You better be very careful about the bridge you're about to burn, because it'll be mighty funny how the rules of the game will change based on the players that are coming to the game.
Absolutely.
If it's your grandbaby, if it's your daughter, if it's so, how quickly, and I hope to God you'd have it in your heart to change your judgment ways, that if someone near and dear to your heart. But you should change. You should have consideration for others. No one put you here to judge.
And Sherry and all the ladies, I think what really laid heavy on our hearts as we discussed this conversation and the producers brought it to the table was this, is as believers, and I know, and I've said this a trillion times, we are in the absolute epicenter of the Bible Belt. And I have heard pastors in the pulpit say that it's not right. And we understand what the Word of God says. And I am wondering, though, with all that said, how do we win those people? Risa? Go ahead, Sherry, and then we'll have
I'll say this and then I'll end. It's got to go back down to the basic fundamentals of Christianity. For God so loved the world. Love is the foundation. And if we're going to start putting black X's on people, we need to clear the church and put a lock on it.
But Sherry, why is it that with all the sin in the Bible, and you're studying the Word as we speak, why is it that believers have more of a humility, or so it seems, for other sin and not so great a humility for homosexuality?
Because if that is not my it,
Reese's shaking her head.
I'm going to put a bigger emphasis on it that I believe does not affect me. And so, therefore, when I take the eyes off of me and put it on something else, what that does is make me feel good about myself and my sin.
Absolutely. I totally agree, Ms. Sherry. When we put on the cloak, we take on the new wineskin, now we can stand in the pulpit and now we can preach out to the masses everything that does not apply to us. We're not, you know, if I have an issue with drunkenness, of course I'm not going to talk about that. If I have an issue with the lustful spirit, adultery, I'm not going to speak about that. But what I am going to do is I'm going to magnify your vice and your issue, because again, yes, it makes me look better. It makes me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of the church and Christianity, while I'm sitting here thinking, I just feel like this whole homosexual issue in our society has opened an awareness for the different prejudices that we have.
Wow.
I feel like...
Go ahead.
We need to, okay.
Hang on, Sherry. Hold that thought. Go ahead.
It seems as though, and I never pulled the race card, but what's making me think about this right now is, for years and years and years, we've had people of minority say, we've been oppressed, and we've been told, get over it. But no one really understanding how it truly feels to be judged for who right. you are, for what you've been through, for the color of your skin. And now there's this new wave of prejudice mm-hmm. that's coming through. And now everybody is saying, wow, it does hurt. It does mm-hmm. sting. It is uncomfortable. And so it's not just with racism and homosexuality, but it's with any prejudice that's out there. It's very uncomfortable and it's hurtful, and it's something that we really need to learn to get over.
Hey, y'all, hold all of these thoughts. When we come back to Real Women, Real Talk, I want to talk about how we win these people that we are oppressing. When we say we love God, we love each other, how do we win them? Stay on point. It's Real Women, Real Talk. We're back right after this. Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
Different from the start, at the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, federal.
Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Real Women, Real Talk. It's November 22nd. It's Friday. And boy, the time is winding down. We want to thank Sherry L. Brown Jackson for her weigh in on the subject. We're talking about a young woman who was a former Marine who is now a waitress who waited on a family. She gave them their bill of $93.55. And instead of getting a tip, she found a note on the receipt reading, "I'm sorry, we are unable to give you a tip because we don't agree with your lifestyle and how you live your life." And it's happening more and more. She got upset about it, and she wanted to vent about it. And people from all across the country, in show of support, maybe not just for her chosen lifestyle, but support of people who serve, set up a fund. And they've raised over $2,000 for the tip that she did not give. And she has said that it was never about the money or the tip, but it was about the mentality. It was about the mentality of this family that she served, and it was about the mentality of that they were bestowing upon their kids. And thank you guys all for the text messages. A lot of people are texting in. A lot of people are calling in. This is a subject that I think that we cannot get around talking about. And Risa, you had some really strong things to say about believers and really where we are in this whole situation. No, she's thinking.
We just have to, like, seriously, we have to walk with the spirit of love. I see it in church. I see it with church folk is what I call them, the saints. All of my friends know me when I speak about the saints. I'm talking about church folk.
Mm-hmm.
We just really have to understand and know that if it is, we're truly walking in a Christian journey, we have to be Christ-like. And the epitome of that is love.
Right.
And if we can walk.
But don't we have selective love?
Oh, though? Well, yeah. And that's what we need to, get over.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
And this is why I say this, because in the last couple few years, I have had friends who have done everything that they knew to do to raise their children the way that we all try to raise our children, quote unquote, in the right way, try to raise them in the word. And their kids have moved away. And a lot of people, just like women who have never had kids, one of the questions we say is, "What's wrong with you? Why you ain't have no kids?" Well, when people don't get married, we say, "What's wrong with them? Why they hadn't gotten married?" Well, and these people feel a sense of shame because their kids have come out and said that they are not going to get married in the traditional way. But these are Christian people. These are people who love God, and they are ashamed, and they feel like they have to hide their children's lifestyle because they will be judged. And I guess the question is this: can we, as believers, or even just as people, can we love people right where they are?
Can we?
Can we?
Or should we?
Both.
And, you know, sometimes we have to put our own insecurities aside to accept others for who they are, whether it be your children, your spouses, friends, coworkers, mm-hmm. you have to put your own insecurities and frame of mind sometimes aside to accept others in your life.
But what about those Christians that say, I don't care what you say, it is unacceptable.
Then they are living a lie. Because if you are a true Christian, you will not stand in judgment. Y'all, for hundreds of years, you've heard scandals about people in the community who were keeping mistresses or had, you know, babies out, the love baby or whatever, uh-huh. you know, and let's talk about a couple of weeks ago when we were all together, we were talking about a particular church in the community that recently announced that, yes, that is my baby and it's none of your business. What did the Christians think about it then?
Right.
Okay. People of all walks of life, all ages, races, colors, sexual preferences are doing things that are not of Christianity,
uh-huh.
but it is not our place. Y'all, I don't. We can talk about everything, but the bottom line is this: today, it was not her place to judge that woman. It is not our place to judge each other. If look, old school, first kindergarten, pre-K. What is it? If you don't have something nice to say, mm-hmm. don't say it at all. We can't help what you think about me.
And I wonder.
But you don't
this.
Have to broadcast.
And I wonder this. I wonder, our Risa, as a minister, and Sherry, I know she's listening in. I wonder, are we dissuading more people than we're attracting with this sort of position that says you are not accepted? And I'll tell you this story, and I told it during the break. I have a friend. I met a friend when I was at my prior job, and he happened to be homosexual. And we created a bond and a friendship and a love. And he didn't know what it meant to be saved. And he didn't know if he was saved. And at the counter, stooping down, we prayed the prayer of salvation. And he wanted to understand God. And he loves God. And he wanted to have a relationship with God. And I said to him, I would love for you to come to my church. And he's not just a homosexual that you would see a man. He wears lip gloss and he's beautiful. He's that kind of, he's beautiful. He's, yeah. And so I said to him, I would love for you to come to church with me. And he said, DC used the word flaming. And he said, how do you think that the people in your church would receive me? And I had to say to him at that moment, I don't know. And really, as Christians and believers, I'm not sure how we win people, whether they have chosen an alternative lifestyle, whether they're fornicators, whether they are child molesters, whatever the harshest, roughest, ugliest things, ex-murderers that people can be. How do we win those people? Lisa's got her hand up.
I'm
Go
raising
ahead.
My hand. I'm starting to kind of really think, and again, this is how we should be raising our children. Sometimes we have to step away from so much of what other people think and focus on our relationship with ourselves and the Lord. Try not to put too much focus or emphasis on what everybody else is thinking, because God knows at the end of the day we'll make ourselves crazy. You're not going to please anybody. And mm-hmm. my husband says to me, his grandfather used to say, at the end of the day, make sure you have at least made one person happy, and that's you. And that doesn't mean be selfish, but sometimes we do have to step back. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, I'm not condoning what this woman did, and I'm not condoning judgment of others. However, right. sometimes you just have to quiet the noise and step back away from all the buzz about what other people think and say. And as long as you're right with the Lord, you know you're doing the right thing,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be okay.
Well, and for this guy, Lamia's got her hand up. He believed that there was no chance for him with God. Y'all?
Right.
Go ahead, Lamia.
Okay, so y'all know I'm sitting over here, and I'm really upset about this. For one, my sister is a lesbian.
Wow.
Okay, so it touches home. And like I said, mm-hmm. at one point in time, due to my ignorance, I didn't know better. I was a teenager. I didn't understand. But now I understand, and I had to learn. So it is a learning process. And by me believing in God and being a Christian, you know, I had to go back and say, okay, well, what does the word say about that? Not that in particular, but in John 4:8, it just says, whoever does not love does not know God.
Wow.
So, because God is love. Mm-hmm. So, therefore, those of them that are saying, we're Christians, but we don't love you because of this, or we can't love you.
But this is what they'll say. This is what they'll say. They'll say, we love the sinner, we hate the sin. Hey,
but you know what? They can say that, but the thing is, you got to show love to that person. God is love, period.
Right.
He didn't say, I love you because of this, why it is. He didn't say, I can't love you because you're a homosexual or you're a thief or you're a liar or you're a murderer. No, he said, he's love. God is that, and he loves everybody no matter what. So these Christians, saints, Reese, the saints that are sitting up here and judging, that's not love. Because you know what? The way they are judging them, they're judging me. That's not love.
I feel like the church has become a model of acceptance. You know, we have this model in our heads that it's based off of appearance, lifestyle, socioeconomic status, et cetera. Wow. It's become a place of judgment instead of a place of refuge.
Right.
But the word says, go out into the highways and the hedges to preach my word. Well, what's out in the highways and the hedges? The homosexuals, the murderers, the rapists. You know, that's what we're supposed to be going out to get them and bring them in.
All right, y'all. Hold that thought. Gotta get a break here, y'all. It's Real Women, Real Talk, and you're On Point, the official OPT network.
Journey Hospice is with you for every step of your journey. At Journey Hospice, we believe that care should be patient-centered. We believe that hospice is a gift, and we work around the clock to provide compassionate and attentive care to every person touched by our program. Journey Hospice provides in-home care and inpatient care for people with life-limiting illnesses. These services are available to residents covered by Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. At Journey Hospice, our patients and their families always come first. Dignity, comfort, support. Journey Hospice, 318-880-0223.
Journey Hospice is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Welcome back to On Point Talk. I'm Jalen.
Oh, that is Jalen. Hey, everybody, give Jalen a round of applause. Jalen, you rock. That's Reese's diva in training. Oh, yeah. We're back, and we're just wrapping up thoughts. And, you know, before we went to the break, I just want to make clear what I said. I said that the word says that we hate the sin, but we love the sinner. And my point was simply this. We understand what the word says, and that is absolutely 100% correct. But oftentimes, our actions show that we really dislike the sinner.
I feel like if we're going to say we hate the sin, not the sinner, then we need to use that for ourselves and not for other people. Because we have sins within ourselves that we need to get straight.
But isn't it easy for us always to see others
always
flaws and shortcomings and never really see our own. And Lamia, I want to jump back to you because you were talking about your sister. And unless and until you have that in your family and you still love your family, listen, if you have a dope head in your family or you have a murderer in your family or you have a child molester in your family or you have a homosexual in your family, you hate what they did, but you still love them.
And you know what? That's true. Like I said, I was ignorant during that time. And now it's like, you know what? Wait a minute. This is a person. Regardless, at the end of the day, whether it's my sister or anybody else, this is still an individual person. And I got to love them for who they are. Mm-hmm. And if we put it out there, everybody's family got a fool.
Everybody.
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 Everybody. And you know what? We love that fool.
Yeah, that's
we
right.
We love, you know what? Because that's that fool that's going to make that family gathering that much better. And laugh and joke or whatever. We have a fool. We have that crazy one.
Or the
and,
one we don't want to see coming.
Or the one we don't want to see coming. We have them all. And the thing is, they're still our family at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day. And we have to be able to get at one point in time that we're not going to judge them.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to judge them for what they've done or what they're doing. Because you know what? When they stand before God, that's them.
Mm-hmm.
That's not me. I got to stand for my own. And if I continue to judge them, guess what? They'll make it into heaven and I'll be in hell.
Uh-huh. Because you were judging.
Because I was judging them.
And, you know, I guess there were a lot of reasons why we wanted to talk about this. And I have had, as I said, some friends, some mothers. I'm talking about some praying mothers recent that have found out and suspected that their kids were lesbian or homosexual and are having a really, really hard time with it, feeling like they will be judged for their kids' actions, but yet and still, and let me just add this, their kids, successful kids, went off to college, did all of the things that you hope your kids would do, but disappointed in choosing a lifestyle that the word says is a sin, and we understand that, but our trying to find out where they fall in the spectrum in terms of what people will say about them, what people will say to them, and will people just be able to see their kids just as they always have and love them. And I guess this is what I saw in Dana. I saw a girl who served her country, who was working, who was doing something meaningful to take care of herself, and somebody that she didn't even know just made a judgment and decided, I'm going to affect your livelihood. I don't care how great you were. You know, because I don't agree with who you are, I'm going to cast judgment. And I think that that is something that no matter what you feel about it, no matter where you stand on it, we got to think about that.
I work really hard as a parent, James and I, to build our children up in Christ, let them know what their identity is in Christ first and foremost, and then build them up in their esteem for themselves.
Absolutely.
Because once we let them out and once we let them go, then it's them against the world.
Absolutely.
But if they have Christ, if they have a heart of salvation, and if they know who they are,
mm-hmm.
it really doesn't matter what people think about them and what people has to say about them.
And at the end of the day, you know what? We as parents, and I've said this to my mother, and I'm sure my son will say it to us, we all do the best that we know how to do. None of us are perfect. None of us have the manual on perfection when it comes to parenting. But this is what I'll leave our listeners with, and I hope that the takeaway will be this. The newism, Uncle New, our uncle who we call the things that he left, the impartations that he left in our lives, we call them newisms. He always said to us, it starts with family and it ends with family. When you bring a baby into the world, you're surrounded by family. And when we leave out of this world, we're surrounded by family. So why not love each other? Hey, I want to thank Lisa Campo, Risa Bowie, Lamia Solomon, and also Sherry L. Brown Jackson, and all of the people who text in and phoned in. I want to thank Miss Jalen Bowie and Mr. James Trey III Bowie. They were absolutely wonderful spectators this morning on Real Women, Real Talk. And thank all of you for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. You know why we do it. We love you. God loves you more than that. Love yourself and love somebody else. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe weekend. And God willing, we'll see you right back here on Momentum Monday.
Tell me how you feel about this. Do what I want, if I wanna live. I worked hard and sacrificed to get what I get. Ladies, it ain't easy being